And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 6th of February, 2025. The publication of Confronting Animal Exploitation, Grassroots Essays on Liberation and Veganism by Kim Socha and Sarah Jane Bloom was on this day in 2013. As animal exploitation increases, animal liberation issues are of growing concern, as seen through the rise of veganism, academic disciplines devoted to animal issues, and mainstream critiques of factory farms. Yet as the dialogues, debates, and books continue to grow, the voices of street-level activists, not academics, journalists, or vegan chefs, are rarely heard. This volume broadens animal liberation dialogues by offering the arguments, challenges, inspiration, and narratives of grassroots activists. The essays show what animal advocacy looks like from a collective of individuals living in and around Minnesota's Twin Cities. The essayists, however, write of issues, both personal and political, that resound on a global scale. This collection provides a platform for rank-and-file activists to explain why and how they dedicate their time and what is being done for animals on a local level that can translate to global efforts to end animal exploitation. Today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please join allcreatures.org on their YouTube or Facebook page as they welcome animal activist Mary Finelli. Mary is president of Fish Feel, the first organization focusing on promoting respect and compassion for fishes as sentient beings. Mary is a longtime animal rights activist with a BS in animal science. She has worked with various animal protection organizations, primarily focusing on farmed animals. Mary was the producer of Farmed Animal Watch, a weekly online news digest sponsored by numerous animal protection organizations. She contributed a chapter to Vegan Voices and co-wrote a chapter of In Defense of Animals, The Second Wave. And at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join In Defense of Animals on Zoom for their webinar, Understanding the Humane Myth, Speciesism, Capitalism, and the Misrepresentation of Animals. The webinar's description reads, "For Activist Appreciation Month, we're featuring professor, singer, and activist Lisa Barca, who helps us debunk the humane myth, convey an accurate picture of non-human animals, and address their suffering under any farming conditions. In our activism for animals, many of us have encountered comments like, 'I get my meat from a farm that treats animals well,' or 'I only buy organic, humane certified meat, so I feel okay about it.' This talk puts the humane myth under the microscope, exposing the industry marketing gimmicks, misrepresentation of animals and farming practices in the media, and frequently reinforced misleading speciesist beliefs that we can farm and kill animals in a gentle and kind-hearted manner. Lisa Barca is a college professor, activist, and musician-songwriter. She is a contributor to the groundbreaking books Meat Splaining, The Meat Industry and the Rhetoric of Denial, and The Humane Hoax, Essays Exposing the Myth of Happy Meat, Humane Dairy, and Ethical Eggs. Her songs and videos expressing anger about violence against animals and promoting solidarity in the vegan community have reached many. The music video for her song, Barbecue Protest, released with her all-vegan band Scarlet Rescue in 2020, has been especially popular with vegans. By registering, you will receive event reminders and replays. Find the Zoom link in today's show notes. And here's a poem for today, The Suffragist, by Catherine Rolston Fisher. I watched a river of women, rippling purple, white, and golden, stream toward the national capital. Along its border, like a purple flower floating, moved a young woman, worn, wraith-like, all eyes alight, keenly observing the marchers. Out there on the curb, she looked so little, so lonely. Few appeared even to see her. No one saluted her. Yet commander was she of the column, its leader. She was the spring whence arose that irresistible river of women, streaming steadily towards the national capital. The Suffragist by Catherine Rolston Fisher. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that each of us can make a difference.